This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
We saw a minor gap lower on the bean chart last night. We did finish back up near the highs of the overnight. Still down 3 to 4 cents on that that bean market. A lot of it is, they're seeing rain in the forecast, and they are seeing rain heavy ground in Brazil, and that's what we're watching at this point. I still think we're probably going to remain range bound. We've taken out one level of support here, came back above it, so we're just kind of playing that game right now. On the corn side of things, after making new lows last week, we finished the week on a three-day winning streak. We are down a little bit in the overnight, that March contract down a penny and a quarter. But overall, we are seeing better demand. We talked about it with Riley last week, is that this was the best sales for this particular week in 8 years for the corn market. And on the soybean side of things, it was the best week of sales for that particular week for the last 7 years. So we are seeing some better export demand.
Greg, what do you point to for the reasoning for that high water mark when it comes to those exports?
Well, I think when it comes to the corn side of things, is that we have a price advantage to Brazil at this point for corn. So we are cheaper than they are. So, why not come to us? We know they had a huge crop, but, when you get to countries like the Philippines, or the countries like South Korea, Japan, even Mexico, obviously Mexico, one of our top buyers, they're going to go where they can to get the cheapest stuff.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 1 1/4 at 483.5. January soybeans down 5 3/4 at 13.19 1/4. January soybean meal up 50 cents at 413.20. January soybean oil up 5 cents at 51.50. On the Merck, December live cattle down $1.77 at 167.50. January feeder cattle down 3.85 at 210.57. December lean hogs down 22 cents at 68.37. December pork cutout up 90 cents at 81.65. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.